This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, May 22nd. While weather delays and planting rumors keep the corn market on edge in Tuesday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Schellady.
Look, this is now a weather market. We've got a problem with wet. It's a record problem with wet. We are very, very slow. We're behind the pace. With these planting intentions we're getting, yes, we only missed our expectations by one yesterday, but that was enough because we're still so far behind the five-year average. That's a problem, right? So we're way behind the five-year average, and especially with, say, Illinois and Indiana, that's going to be another big issue. Also, we've got acres that we might not just get in at all. We might call them prevent planting acres, right? So if we can't get those in, that's just going to be taken off the table as well. You take those off the table, we're hearing rumors this could be as many as 5 million acres, right? So that could be roughly 6-7% of the corn crop we're just not going to put in. That's another reason why you've seen this decent rally.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up a half point at 476. July corn was up 5.25 at 393.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 6 even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for May were up 1.5, ranging from 606 to 616. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were down 0.5, ranging from 633 to 643. Live cattle for June was down 50 cents at 110.72.5. May feeder cattle were up 22.5 cents at 134.40, and May class 3 milk was unchanged at 1629.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.